What's up, guys, and welcome back to my channel. If you haven't come on here before, my name is Cassie Amber, and I'm a plant-based holistic nutritionist, and I wanted to talk to you about which plant-based milks to choose, and are plant-based milks even healthy? There's a lot of stigma that goes around, like, oh my God, it's not milk if it comes from an almond, blah, 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 and there's a lot of things I see online about people worried or curious about the ingredients list, or are they even good for you? Do they cause more harm in our bodies? Or where to even start if you're looking at giving up dairy? So I wanted to give a rundown of a few of the most popular ones based on environmental factors, health, and taste preferences. So if you like chats about nutrition, wellness, fitness, business, and lifestyle, then don't forget to subscribe to my channel, and you can also head over to my Instagram or TikTok where I post daily as well. So I didn't make these graphics myself, I just got them online based off studies that have been done. But for environmental factors, the worst one is dairy milk, because cows need so much water to exist and stay alive for the amount of milk that we get out of them. Second to that is almond milk, and I see all of these posts coming out, like funded by the dairy industry, saying like, oh my God, your almond milk is not as good as you think it is because it uses so much water. Still nowhere near as much as cow's milk. It's just like marketing gimmicks. So once you learn to see through it, then it helps a lot. So almond milk is second worst, and then the rest are honestly fine, like rice milk third to that, but still nowhere in comparison to dairy. If you're worried about soy as well, I wasn't going to bring that up in this video, but the Amazon rainforest isn't getting cut down for soy milk and tofu. It is getting cut down for soy to be fed to the animals that we eat and use for milk and other byproducts. So don't blame tofu for that. In terms of health, soy milk is the only one that's on par with cow's milk for protein intake. It does help supplement your day with about 8 grams per serve. You don't need to be scared of soy as long as you're eating normal amounts, and don't suffer from thyroid issues. If you do have concerns, then refer to your own personal healthcare professional. But phytoestrogens mimic estrogen in the body, but with much weaker effects. But that is nothing compared to the actual estrogen in cow's milk that is built for a large mammal that is not designed for our smaller human body to consume. There have also been studies done that the sexual maturation of children who are about to go through puberty or going through puberty, it actually brings it on faster, and that is affected by the ordinary intake of cow's milk. That's because the hormones are so strong for a large mammal to grow into a cow as rapidly as possible. So that's the main reason I always am against cow's milk, just because it's literally not designed for us as human beings. And also 75% of the world are lactose intolerant. It gives people acne, it creates mucus within our bodies. I had a cough for about 2 years and then I gave up milk, boom, it's gone straight away. So it just contributes to a whole host of problems. It causes everything to grow. So think about our whole sexual organs, our breasts, if you have any cancer cells within you, our uterus, it's making everything grow. So it doesn't just make you big and strong. There are also studies that have been done that the countries around the world who drink the most cow's milk have the highest rates of osteoporosis as well. That's because it actually, even though it gives you calcium, it pulls calcium out of your bones to neutralize the acid. So it's got like the opposite effect of what's marketed to us. So you've just got to start to see through the marketing. If you're worried about the ingredients in plant-based milks, you can get cleaner brands or not so good brands. I'll put up a photo of these two soy milk brands. So the So Good one, which to be honest is my favorite tasting brand, it does have a lot more additives and things like that added to it, but you can get more natural brands that have absolutely minimal ingredients, and that can go the same for oat milk, almond, and everything like that as well. It can all come down to the brand. And honestly, some foods are just not perfect. My most popular podcast episode to date was Red Flags and Myths About Plant-Based Nutrition, and that was with a plant-based nutritionist who is also a CrossFitter, and that has been my most popular one so far. So head over to my podcast to give that a listen. That is episode 31, and I asked her, what about the oils in plant milks? Like, should we be avoiding it? But honestly, one little bad thing and something that you're having is not the end of the world. Obviously, it's still a huge step up from cow's milk with all the things that go into that behind the scenes. So even though it's not perfect, it still has many health benefits and it's the better choice. You can make plant-based milks at home. You can soak nuts and blend them. You can make your own homemade oat milk and things like that. But the only thing I will say is that the store-bought brands are fortified with calcium. So making them at home would make a huge positive impact on the environment because you're not going through so much packaging waste. But if you do make it at home, either buy a calcium supplement to put in it or ensure you're increasing your other sources throughout the day or just buying a vitamin to take as well. As you can see by this other graph, nut milk has little to no protein per serve, so it's still an absolutely fine option to have. Some people can't have soy milk, so they go for the nut milks, and that is totally fine. But just ensure to eat well-balanced meals throughout the day and get your protein from other sources. You can get delicious vanilla soy milk, or you can get like chocolate almond milk and things like that. They are the bomb, but because of the sugar content, they should just be saved for a treat. But if you want someone to try soy milk, get the So Good vanilla soy milk. I literally drink it room temperature from the carton. I don't even chill it and put it in a glass. I just drink from the bottle. So definitely give that a go. But yeah, because of the sugar content, it shouldn't be something you buy every single week, just a treat here and there. Taste. Almond milk is really nice in smoothies because it makes it not so thick, especially if you're adding protein powder to them as well. They can be, I don't know, I just don't really like thick as smoothies, but almond milk go great in those. Soy or oat is the best, in my opinion, for coffee. I've always been a diehard soy fan because of the protein intake. It's so thick and creamy, and just one day I just decided to try oat in an iced coffee and I've now converted, even though I'm missing out on the protein from soy, but the oat milk just tastes so yummy. And I'm not perfect either, even though I do nutrition. I went to the supermarket and all the other ones had sold out, so I only had the healthy ones left, like unsweetened oat milk. And I was like, oh man, unsweetened, because I like the nice little sweetness to it, but it's still fine to have. And my diet is so balanced and good in general, so I'm not gonna worry about tiny things like that. Coconut, I really only use that for cooking, but it can be nice in acai bowls or smoothies once again. And yeah, definitely give rice milk a go just for something different if you haven't tried it yet. Now, what is in cow's milk? It has huge amounts of estrogen, lactose, saturated fat, which drives up cholesterol. As I mentioned earlier, it's linked to more osteoporosis. It increases prostate and ovarian cancer risk. It can lead to acne and skin concerns. Animals have to die for it. Pus, more risk of Alzheimer's and dementia, antibiotics, excessive hormones from a large mammal who just had a baby. Once again, as I said before, just for our human body, like we're designed for human breast milk and we're weaned off at infancy. So just think about the effect that those kind of hormones have on our body. People don't often realize that yes, animals do die just for milk. So we are abusing a woman's reproductive system to force impregnate them to have a baby and then take it off them. And once again, I'm not perfect in my diet either. So check out the video before this where I talk about my 90 to 95% approach to plant-based eating. Like, I still have cheese a couple times a month and I'm not perfect. I'm a bit more relaxed when I'm dining out, so I just do what I can. So yeah, I'm not perfect, but yes, things do happen behind the scenes. As soon as the cows aren't like at their optimum young age, like after honestly a few years of having babies and getting them taken off them, they get sent to slaughter and then turned into mince as well. So it does actually end lives, even though you're not eating the flesh itself. And even my Nana, who got into farming for the love of cows, they're her favorite animal, she ended up getting out of it just because of having to take the babies off them every year and because of the emotional stress of having to send them away all the time and stuff like that. So she kept a small herd ever since her farming days. And the oldest cow is honestly like 22 years old or something, and I'm 26. That is nearly my life. That's just the same as having a child. And cows can actually grow to such an old age, but because they're just used in the industry to produce something for us, they're not living out their optimum lifespan. And once again, 75% of the world are lactose intolerant. I used to work at a health store, and I had men, usually like 40 or 50 year old men come in, and they tell me the issues they're suffering from. So I was like, it's a lot of stomach issues and stuff like that most of the time. So I said, oh, have you tried giving up dairy for a bit and seeing if that's the cause? And they're like, oh, no, no, I don't want to know if it's dairy or gluten. I don't care about that, because they think it's not manly or something like that. But wouldn't you rather feel your best and heal all your symptoms and literally change your life if your body is struggling to break down this thing and putting this extra pressure on your internal organs every single day, when you could just see if there's alternative ways that may make you feel better? So yeah, most of us can't actually break it down. And I know a lot of people in the carnivore world are moving to raw milk and stuff like that, which they can do what they want, but I feel better drinking plant-based milk, and I'm pretty sure a lot of other people do as well. And once again, we don't need to breastfeed past infancy. That's a nice and quick video today. It gave you a little bit of an insight. So if you are interested in learning more, I do have a free 7-day plant-based challenge that will give you all the tools and knowledge you need to know to get started on this journey. It covers the difference between veganism and plant-based eating, common practices in the animal industry you may not know about, how to cover your nutritional needs with plants such as iron, protein, calcium, zinc, iodine, omega-3, etc., how to build your plate correctly to ensure you don't go hungry, because I see all these women posting in the Facebook group saying that they're trying to make their husbands go vegan and they're hungry and they just end up giving up, and now they don't eat the same diet and it's really difficult at dinner times, so like all the stuff. So I'll teach you all of that, plus how to lose weight on a plant-based diet. You do not need to count calories or limit portion sizes, how to make the transition, how to make vegan food taste nice with flavorings and seasonings, how to make it affordable, responding to questions and criticism from your friends, partner, or family members, how to veganize your pantry with some of my favorite things to swap out, and some more of my personal tips as well. So that is absolutely free. It's a 7-day email of course, so you'll get a new email every morning sent to your inbox. And I've thrown in a few recipes from my app as well at the end. So stay till the end so you can try out some of the delicious, easy food. And that's a wrap for today. Don't forget you can follow me on Instagram or TikTok at @CassieAmber with 2 underscores. Subscribe to my YouTube channel if you want to be updated with weekly videos. And thank you for tuning in. I hope you gained something valuable out of it. I'm open to more video ideas with my YouTube and podcast, or even TikToks and Reels that you want me to cover this year as well. So don't hesitate to get in touch if there is something you would like me to expand on. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next week.